11. Okay, from chapter 16. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Ye Brahma Nama Yajaya Shipato Chayantas. Ye Brahma Nama Yajaya Shipato Chayantas Tushad Vidha Smita Sudokshita Padma Bhakta Anyana Raga Kalayatma Jaupam Grinnatha Sambhodayam Chaham Ivaham Uttaritastai. On the other hand, they captivate my heart or gladden in heart, or who, their lotus faces enlightened by nectarian smiles, respect the Brahmanas, even though the Brahmanas utter harsh words. They look upon the Brahmanas as my own self and pacify them by praising them in loving words, even as a son would appease an angry father, or as I am pacifying you.
That's really cool.
Whoa. He's expert. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It has been observed in many instances in the Vedic scriptures that when the Brahmanas or the Vaishnavas curse someone in an angry mood, the person who is cursed does not take it upon himself to treat the Brahmanas or Vaishnavas in the same way. There are many examples of this. For instance, the sons of Kuvera, when cursed by the great sage Narada, did not seek revenge in the same harsh way, but submitted. Here also, when Jaya and Vijaya were cursed by the four Kumaras, they did not become harsh towards them. Rather, they submitted. That should be the way of treating Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. One may sometimes be faced with a grievous situation created by a Brahmana. But instead of meeting him with a similar mood, one should try to pacify him with a smiling face and mild treatment. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas should be accepted as earthly representatives of Narayana. Vaishnavas, nowadays some foolish persons have manufactured the term Rudra Narayana, indicating that the poor man should be accepted as the representative of Narayana. But in Vedic literature, we do not find that poor men should be treated as representatives of Narayana. Of course, quote, those who are unprotected, unquote, as mentioned here, are mentioned here, but the definition of this phrase is clear from the Shastras. The poor man should not be unprotected. But the Brahmanas should especially be treated as the representatives of Narayana and should be worshipped like him. It is specifically said that to pacify the Brahmanas, one's face should be lotus-like. For those of you that don't have lotus-like face, go out and get one. so he can pacify the Brahmanas. A lotus-like face is exhibited when one is adorned with love and affection. So it's not the particular features of the face, but it's the demeanor of the person. So you don't have to block that one. In this respect, the example of the father is being angry at the son, and the son is trying to pacify the father with smiling and sweet words, is very appropriate. So let's read these two verses, the translations, together, because they do flow one to the next. Yesterday's verse, the brahmanas, the cows, and the defenseless creatures, are my own vani, those whose faculty of judgment has been impaired by their own sins, look upon them as distinct from me. They are just like furious serpents, and they are angrily torn apart by bills of the vulture, like messengers of Yamaraj, the superintendent of sinful persons. On the other hand, this morning, they capture my heart, who are gladdened in heart, and who, their lotus faces enlightened by nectar and smiles, respect the brahmanas, even though the brahmanas utter harsh words. They look upon the brahmanas as my own self and pacify them by praising them with loving words. Even as a son would appease an angry father, or as I am pacifying you. That's really interesting, huh? He's placing himself in the position of the sons of the Kumaras. And as the son, or sons, as a son might be severely chastised by his father, and the son is just often pacifying words to his father rather than becoming angry back at the father. As I was reading this is very practical advice, because we always have situations where there are superiors and we're subordinates, and some who are our superiors may act in unseemly fashion sometimes. But we know, step back from that particular behavior, we know that the character of the person is wonderful. Above criticism, they're just wonderful. And something happens, and they become. And there may even be, a number of those things. But step back, and the character of the person is very wonderful. So how do we deal with those little blips on the screen? Very practical. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for this past time and for his particular instructions, is providing us with an understanding of what we should do. And his advice is how he regards the Brahmanas himself. He regards them as his very self, as his own body. And so how can you be angry with your own body? What's wrong with you? You over there, what's wrong with you? No. It's nice instruction, And we'll go through the instruction, and we'll go through the, how do you do it? How do you maintain that disposition, that spirit, and do it? You give it that towards the Brahmanas or the Vaishnavas that may make some transgression. Something that doesn't help in trying situations is to dissect in fine detail who's wrong. So like, let's say, in marriage, or in a friendship, or stand up, you know, between a Vaishnava and another Vaishnava. Drilling down into detail and saying, you know, this person is wrong because, look at this. In any matters, that's required. When you get down to a dispute that goes to court, you have to go down into the detail of who said what, who did what, who wrote what, who promised what, who didn't perform, who did all the details. And then a judge has to make a judgment. One of the things that our ISKCON resolves, are you familiar with what ISKCON resolves when in the professional world, it's called ADR, Alternative Dispute Resolution. So instead of going to court, like, you know, many cases in civil cases, judges are required, before I'll even hear this case, these people sit with an ADR person, a mediator, to try to work it out. And if you don't, like, you know, disputes between business and employees, between the capitalists and the labor disputes. They require it has to go to an arbitrator. This is a mediator. You try to work it out first, before they start drilling down to say what you promised, what you need to perform, what and all the time consuming detail things. So those that are, there is a group of those people in our society. They're funded by the GBC and dues. You know, the temples all over the world give some money to help support the GBC budget. One of the things that gets some funding is this ISKCON resolve. The person that's in charge of it is Prajit Bhari. He has a master's degree in conflict resolution from all places, Mennonite College. He's an ignorance profession. I mean, you know, a livelihood of substance. Because he's invited all over the place to go and speak in India or Harvard University. And, you know, conferences all over the place because he's very trained and he's very expert. So, one of the lessons that I've learned from him is the last thing you want to do when there's a dispute is go to court. Because court means somebody wins and somebody loses. And whoever loses is unhappy. So to end in a situation if somebody loses and they're unhappy, then you divide the organization from an organizational perspective, the organization becomes divided. There's some situations you have to do that because it's just too messy. But you always, a rule of thumb is you always try to resolve disputes by dialogue and different models of how that dialogue can be constructed. But go up a little bit more and you have, you don't need a mediator or a formal, you know, dispute resolve person. You just don't carry the problem by because of respect. And when in many cases, As soon as there's two disputing parties, two parties at issue with one another, if one can offer respect to the other, the tension subsides, and the other starts offering respect if they want to offer respect. It doesn't always work like that, but it's very common. Now, the point that's being made for Vedic culture here is the Brahmanas are the head of society, and Krishna regards the cows and the Brahmanas like up there. Well, just like yesterday, there were some cows moving around over here in the farm. So, you don't get mad at the cows because, you know, what are you doing? This is our front farm. This is our front property. Relax. And the cows, you don't do that. So, one devotee, she went out the door, they went out the gate peacefully, closed the gate, and they went over. You know, we don't get mad at the cows. We don't get mad at the Brahmanas either. Because the Brahmanas. And so now you can start going back down again and going, well, you know, what they did wasn't right. They cursed Jayan Vijay. And you know what they're Brahmanas. Why are they beginning getting absorbed in anger? Because Brahmanas aren't supposed to be angry. They're supposed to control those urges like anger, greed, and illusion. They're supposed to be controlled people. Look at that. They got angry and blew up and, you know, shouted at Jayan Vijay. Curse them. It's not how Brahmanas are supposed to behave. But then, you know, somebody says, well, yeah, but, you know, what Jayan Vijay did was wrong. No, what they did was, they were just following, it goes back and forth. And, you know, this, then you get side, this side, that side. Like the Sakshi Gopal story from Chaitanya Charitamrita. How did that dispute get resolved? The Supreme Court came and gave witness. Because the son of the aristocratic Brahmana was an atheist. He was a Brahmana, but he was an atheist. But as far as he was concerned, if the deity can come here and bear witness, that helps out. Because, you know, privately, deities can't speak and deities can't give witness. And the deity came. And the deity spoke. Okay, my sister can marry, there's no problem with that. But the dispute was resolved by acceptance of a higher authority, in this case, the Lord Himself, Gopal. And with regard to a Brahmana, what's more important? The answer is going to be B. A, if the Brahmana has done some wrong, I should pin him to the ground and make sure he says, yes, I did it. Because Brahmanas have to be truthful, and I've got to prove it. You know, he is wrong. Or B, that the Brahmana is to be respected. You don't like just close your eyes and pretend and stick your head in the sand that kind of thing. You can't see what's going on. You see what's going on. But nonetheless, Brahmanas have to be respected. So step back from that statement and say, if someone is just not qualified, certainly Srila Prabhupada showed us this example, and our acharyas showed the example. When someone is not qualified, you don't pretend they're qualified. But when they're truly qualified, and some discrepancy is there, you don't make a big deal about it. Rather, you please them with a smiling face. Here's the language here. The Brahmana should especially be treated by the representative, as the representative of Narayana, and should be worshipped like him. It is specifically said that to pacify the Brahmanas, one's face should be lotus-like. The lotus-like face is exhibited when one is adorned with love and affection. So you feel love and affection towards the Brahmana, or using this other example, a child towards their parents. If the parent is a loving parent, and the child sees that the parent did something or said something that they was untoward, they lost it, they became, they out of character and became, ranting and raving. No. The child towards the parent or the member of the Vaishnava community towards the Brahmana and the Vaishnava. Or say, the relationship and maintaining the disposition of respect for the Brahmana is more important than he did something wrong and said something wrong. When you have that spirit, the thing that's wrong can very easily be addressed. It can be addressed. And some things need to be addressed. It's better to address them in that spirit. Consistently. Rather than, the advice the Prabhupada is giving in the surfboard is, rather than taking on the same kind of a tone and disposition, I'll show you. Okay, culturally it's just wrong. It's totally different. And it's not even a matter of, two wrongs don't make a right. It's that the principle of the thing, that the Brahmanas and the cows are to be shown special deference and respect. Then Prabhupada is added into the formula of Vaishnavas. And now how do we do this? Because we're all Vaishnavas. We're trying to be Vaishnavas. So, here's a Vaishnava, here's a Vaishnava, here's a Brahmana, here's a Brahmana. Well, the answer to that is, here's Brahmanas and here's the personality of Godhead. And what is he doing? He's at their feet. And like the Son, looking to the Father, pleasing the smiling Lord, pacifying them just as I am pacifying you. You take that position. And one who can take that position and consistently and genuinely mean it is a person of character. And when there's a person of character, can help shape the world around him, an elevating way. There are times when strong action is required. Those times when strong action is required should be very carefully measured and limited. The value of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this particular section of the Bhagavatam, is to elevate us to become cultured people. What's the sad part is, we're not. And so, although the example is a very wonderful example, when the circumstances arise where we're provoked, we just, go right into the reactionary mode, and whatever is our mode of nature at that moment, we do it without thinking. That's the sad part. But the good part is that if we hear the message of Srimad Bhagavatam properly, we can elevate us out of that reactionary disposition and to become cultured, civilized Vaishnavas. We conduct our social interactions properly. It's a great opportunity. So,
this group is asking, perhaps as raising discussions concerning the topic of it, but why did the Supreme Court choose this way to fulfill the purpose of young judge are supposed to mature the world so that there can be some interaction with them, maybe it's the way that they live. You could have just said, hey, tell you guys, I have some service for them. And they said, yes. That's what it's done. So why orchestrate this thing? So it blesses. You can teach us. And you can, by those teachings, become purified and elevated. Be civilized. Instead of just a dog and cat program. Because you use a portal program. This is refinement, this is culture. But this isn't specific. The instructional program is giving you the purpose of languages. Something comes your way. You're moving along the path of life, and suddenly this surprising event takes place, where someone who is to be respected behaves in a way that could be questioned. They were harsh to me. I was just going along the path of life, and suddenly this thing happened. Now, what should I do? The instructions are here. Don't become harsh back. But be pleading and pacified with love and affection. That respectable, respect-worthy person who just behaves in a way that isn't really how respect-worthy and respectable people behave. We probably all have had to counsel a friend, a devotee or something that's been in that situation, and what do I do? I just had this major situation where I had to deal with that kind of a dilemma. And the one that was in the superior position did some things that weren't right. And how can I have the relationship just deteriorate and crumble and have pervading disrespect and, projecting, I don't trust you, whether it's spoken or not. Yeah, it just becomes very important. And how can you put in that person's heart the feeling of respect when they just were giving each other them? It requires that receiving person has shelter. That position of shelter is shelter in Sat, in the absolute. So when you have Krishna shelter, you have the shelter of Guru and Krishna. The world of duality around you can be like this or can be like that. Whatever the opposites of duality that exist, or any combination somewhere between. You're feeling perfectly safe, perfectly protected, perfectly happy, perfectly contented. And you can regard the other person, you can see the discrepancy in the behavior, you don't have to just close your eyes and not see it. But hold that person with regard. If you might get this, or that. Rather, you can interact with that respectable person in a more effective way to bring about recognition of that discrepancy, rather than being in a challenging and confrontational mode, where I don't trust you. Right. The itself. The cultured people know how to have the capacity to act in subtle ways that elevates the atmosphere rather than fall victim to quarrel and the influence of others. Too much the world is replete with arguments between man and man, family and family, friend and friend, and nation and nation, community and community. Good things will come. The Bhagavatam, I think of this up. I don't know. It is a nice example. Any comments or questions? Personality of color able to affect my picture. Please tell me.
She's
a mix.
She's
a mix. But my picture wasn't affected by that. I don't get it. Your point is he was affected by color? Maharaj Prakshit, as exalted as he was, Maharaj Prakshit was affected? No. Absolutely not. He was acting according to principles of Dharma. He wasn't affected by color. The principle of Dharma is, you're king, and someone surrenders. It's like, you know, you're at battle and someone comes out with a white flag. Peace, yes. I surrender. So now, so you're supposed to shoot them because they came out with a white flag? No. You give them a place to stay. And that's what he did. He acted according to Kshatriya code. He wasn't affected by Kali. Although he was an elevated personality, that's bonus. Beauty, but he was acting according to Kshatriya code. This is bogus. This is, you know, Sagar's video rendering of that situation. That's bogus. Because he was wearing the gold crown, the Maharaj Krishna became affected by the personality of Kali. Bogus. And because he was affected by Kali, he went and did what he did with the king and with the sage. Bogus. Oh, but right in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's report. That's not why. It was, you know, the same why that Arjuna became bewildered about Buddha. It was Krishna induced that situation. Maharaj Prakshit was the instrument of the will of the Supreme Lord, not influenced by Kali because he had a golden crown.
Let's go one at a time. Not we're getting a little excited here. But it's Gaudiya's. It's not Prabhupada's teaching. It's Sagar's teaching. And, you know, Sagar Uvacha, that Maharaj Pariksit became into him because he had a gold crown. It's Gaudiya's. He was an instrument. He's an unalloyed devotee. And as an instrument of the personality of Godhead, in order to make Srimad Bhagavatam manifest in this world according to the plan of Supreme Lord, he did what he did. Under the influence of the Lord's own direction from within his heart. Not personality color influencing me. I'm sorry. Wrong. It's wrong. Huh? Okay. Hopefully not offended.
I will also ask you
to talk about what you think. It's what Prabhupada says, it's logical. It's Prabhupada's clarification that you are not under the influence of Kali. And those that say like that, it's bogus. How is it that he is influential? Those that don't have shelter from Krishna are subject to his influence. So that's your question. But that will go the other way and say those that have complete shelter in Krishna, they're not subject to his influence.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. You know, we take the position of mixed devotion. Some shelter in Krishna and some not full shelter in Krishna. Or well, we're subject. Well, everyone is kept for personalities like Maharaj Pariksit. And you know, in other words, turn it the other way around. Is it possible to become free from the influence of Kali? Or were this, it's the age of Kali? Because that was the question, even Maharaj Pariksit. So even anybody, any one of us, there's nothing that we can do except surrender to Kali. Because it's his age. Yeah, that's not so. We should strive. Now let's go to this example where it's not the four Kumaras, and it's not Maharaj Pariksit, but it's one of the Prabhus. One of us. And we're mixed. We're not in that position of full shelter. Can such a person be influenced by Kali? The answer is yes. Now how do we address ourselves to that? It doesn't change. Prabhupada doesn't say in the purport, only respect the four Kumaras, and Maharaj Pariksit and persons of that caliber, and everyone else, you know, poo-poo. He doesn't say that. It's a principle. It's a cultural principle. And if we want, in this time, of, you know, in Burmese, in this little community here, forget the rest of the world. Just, I mean, it's a principle. Not forget the rest of the world, but in principle. How do we respect someone who is a mixed devotee? They have some shelter in Krishna, like you know, some shelter in Krishna, like you and me, some shelter in Krishna, but not full shelter in Krishna. Can we all